Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of the portion of Shmot. And we're starting Exodus, and we're starting from Exodus number 9. You can find the study material on the Aravot system when you click on the study material button on the upper left corner. Rav.
I am waiting for you.
Okay, we continue from excerpt number 9 from an article by Rabash. What does it mean that before the Egyptian minister fell, their outcry was not answered in the work? When the people of Israel were in the exile in Egypt and were under the governance of Pharaoh, king of Mitzar Yam, Narrow Sea, Egypt, and wanted to emerge from his governance, they could not.
Meaning a group that, as it was back then, there was an example in history. So us too, any group that wants to come out of their ego, that they feel like a 10, that they feel that they are in a tendency towards a creator, but can't reach it because the ego awakens in each and every one. And all of us in such a way, so the ego doesn't let them connect in order to bestow to one another, to neutralize each other, each one himself. So that's when they feel they're in an exile, that the egoistic individual will to receive controls each one. And so what's written? Then they were under the control of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. That there's a general desire connecting them, closing them in, and won't let them escape their ego. Yep.
However, it was still unclear to them what it means to work in order to bestow and not for one's own sake. Although they wanted to work for the sake of the Creator, they saw that they could not.
Yeah, so they understood, such a group, understand what it means to be in order to bestow, the way they hear about it, they read about it, but they can't get there. Yes?
Yet, they always had excuses as to why they cannot aim in order to bestow. And they did not feel that they were so far from the Creator.
Meaning, on one hand, they want to reach the goal. On the other hand, they still can't see how far away they are from it. That's still in each and every one. The will to receive still dwells in there. That doesn't let them connect between them and connect between them and the Creator. Recognition of evil, recognizing that gap of the depth of the will to receive therein, that still isn't felt yet.
However, when Moses came to the people of Israel and spoke to the quality of Pharaoh in each and every one,
meaning that in them awakens such a deficiency for the Creator that draws them, that wants to help them advance, that deficiency that awakens in the group, that is called Moses, Moshe, from the word limshot. It draws them out, pulls them out of the will to receive into in order to bestow. Yep.
Meaning to the will of Pharaoh, meaning to the will to receive in each in their hearts, and told them that he wanted that the quality of Pharaoh in them will not dominate the quality of Israel in them, but that it will allow working for the sake of the Creator.
In order to bestow between them and between them and the Creator. That's God for the sake of the Creator.
And not for the sake of the body. When the Pharaoh and the nation heard what Moses had told them, to work only for the sake of the Creator, they understood what it means to bestow and not receive, and were promptly weakened in the work.
Meaning, they instantly feel, these people, the friends in the ten, let's say, instantly feel how distance they are from in order to bestow, from in order to connect one another. And
since the body resisted with all its might, so they would not perform any act of kedusha, sanctity. In other words, even the lo lishma now became difficult for them to do.
Let's read it again.
Again, when the people of Israel were in exile in Egypt and were under the governance of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and wanted to emerge from his governance, they could not. It was still unclear to them what it means to work in order to bestow, and not for one's own sake. Although they wanted to work for the sake of the Creator, they saw that they could not. Yet they always had excuses as to why they cannot aim in order to bestow. And they did not feel that they were so far from the Creator. However, when Moses came to the people of Israel and spoke to the quality of Pharaoh in each and every one, meaning to the will to receive in their hearts, and told them that he wanted the quality of Pharaoh in them will not dominate the quality of Israel in them, but that it will allow working for the sake of the Creator and not for the sake of the body, when the Pharaoh in the nation heard what Moses had told them, to work only for the sake of the Creator, they understood what it means to bestow and not receive, and were promptly weakened in the work, since the body resisted with all its might, so they would not perform any act of kedusha. In other words, even the lo lishma now became difficult for them to do.
Everything that can bring us to the Creator, meaning to pure bestowal, that there's not one thought of himself, but only about the others and the Creator, if a person attains that, feels that more than his own forces, what he's prepared for himself, he can't. He instantly falls. That's why we build systems between us, of the group, of the tens, a bigger group, all kinds of studying systems and connection, and that we will always have a way to connect with one another. And there's a certain quantity, let's say like a 10, there's also a certain quantity that has to be, let's say, as the big group of Kabbalists, in order for them to be able to support one another and receive forces from the Creator. Because the Creator, first of all, gives them a burdening of the heart. He gives them, he lets them understand what it is in order to bestow. And then it really weakens them, because they start understanding that in order to bestow is above human powers. You supposedly need to give everything you have, and then more, and more and more. That's why there has to be a big, strong society in preparation that will be able to listen to these things and gradually reach work above all these disturbances, that man will help his friend to give an example to one another, to cry out to the Creator for help. And then we pass the machsum, the barrier.
Kiev. Да, дорогой Раф, вот мы собрались в десятки все вместе. Вот что значит, что
Moses приходит к нам? We have gathered together in the ten. What does it mean that Moses comes to us and begins to speak to the Pharaoh in each one?
When you start feeling that on one hand, a force awakens towards the purpose of creation, towards the Creator on one hand, but along with that, you start feeling as much as this walking towards the goal is always against the ego, against the will to receive. above knowing, but only in faith above reason, that there are no forces there. There is no proof. The pride, the ego, won't help. And then, in what can I advance? The advancement can only be such where I feel myself with zero forces, zero abilities to reach anything, but I have friends. But the friends are also in the same state like I am. What can I do? So then, together, we can help each other only in one thing, that we must connect with all our zeros and all our helplessness, that we can't on our own. And also we can't help one another so much, only to cry to the Creator, to demand from Him. And by that, we succeed. Hebrew 10.
What is the difference between this request you just mentioned and the complete prayer we spoke about in the morning lesson?
I don't know. What we had, what was there, was there. Ask clearly.
So what's the difference between a demand, a man's demand, request, and the prayer you have to raise?
A demand and a prayer is the same thing, supposedly. Moscow 5.
Спасибо, Рав, Шабат Шалом. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот
thank you, Shabbat Shalom. In the excerpt, they said that Israel did not see a difference between the work in reception and the work in bestowal. So how could they yearn to come out of reception?
Above reason, they understood that bestowing to one another will bring them to bestowing to the Creator, which is the purpose. Chavel.
The question is, if I don't have a deficiency, can I clothe on a friend's deficiency and cry then? Will it work?
Of course, yes. Specifically from the deficiencies of the friends, you have a right direction to advance. Kabu 3.
Good evening, Rav. Crossing the maxim cannot be done individually, but collectively, right? Thank you, Rav.
Levad bichlal ein davar kaze biruchaniyut.
There is no such thing as alone in spirituality. In spirituality, an individual doesn't exist. Only a 10 is counted as one. A parzuf is called 10. And less than a parzuf isn't in spirituality. Okay. Moshe.
Excerpt number 10 from the Rabash article. What does it mean that before the Egyptian minister fell, their outcry was not answered in the work? And they were rewarded with seeing, and the king of Egypt died, which the Zohar calls the fall of their minister. This awareness that they thought that there was a minister to Egypt and that he had authority and was detaining their outcry so it would not be heard above, that view has fallen from the people of Israel. Instead, now they were rewarded with seeing that there was no minister to Egypt who detained the prayers of Israel from being accepted. Rather, the Creator did hear their prayer, and the Creator hardened their hearts. That is, the Creator wanted the real form of evil, called the will to receive for oneself, to be revealed. It follows that he did hear their outcry. And were it not for the awakening from below of the people of Israel who want to emerge from Egypt's governance, meaning when they saw that all their work was in favor of the will to receive for themselves, called Pharaoh, king of Egypt, without this awakening, the Creator would not reveal to them the form of the evil.
So the Creator is conducting this whole thing, this whole play that He's doing with us. He's in charge. He's burdening our hearts that we become lazy. He takes our IQ and our brains down so we won't be so smart. Or on the contrary, that we'll be very smart. You know, those who start planning all kinds of things that are opposite of the truth. Especially what he does is, he increases our ego. And then every action that we need to do in spirituality becomes above our forces. That we can't do it. I can't look at the friends. I'm rejected from that. I can't think of the purpose of creation. I don't care about it. I can't imagine to myself that there's an upper force managing everything. I don't have any depiction of it, not in my desire or my thought. Meaning the Creator gives us such states, and that is called exile from spirituality. That is called the exile in Egypt. Until we reach a state that in us all of our evil is revealed, that we can't and we don't want and we're not destined for anything, on one hand. On the other hand, we have no choice. We have to advance. We have to build ourselves in faith above reason. And to acknowledge of the control of the King of Egypt, which is the Creator. Pharaoh and the Creator is the same thing. It's just the posterior in face. And we always have business with one upper force, but the way he reveals himself in all kinds of different manners. And then we need to know, to acknowledge the upper force, that we don't want to be connected with the upper force, which is Pharaoh, but to be connected with the upper force, which is the Creator. And because all in all, the force of the general force of the ego in all of reality, in us and everyone, it's all called Pharaoh, the general ego, and we need to come close to adhere to the upper force, which is opposite of him, the Creator. What do we have? PT 7.
The prayer is born when you don't have any strength, or when you have a lot of strength to put in a lot of effort, and then the prayer is born.
We have to try and stabilize a prayer in each and every state. We have forces, we don't, we understand, we don't start like children from nothing. That's it. Only to hold on in somewhat to some end of the rope to the Creator with the friends, connect the friends through me to the Creator, hold on to the Creator as much as possible, and in this way start developing this connection. Merkaz one, center one.
Rav said that Pharaoh and the Creator are the same, one and the same. The question is, what is the trigger?
It's not the same thing in the way it appears to us. The face laugh or a face that is serious. But it's the same force that is playing with us in order to educate us, to raise us.
The question is, what is the trigger that reveals to us that Pharaoh is the Creator?
That we relate to the Creator and to Pharaoh as the upper force, and we want the Creator to be in control upon the force of Pharaoh. But they are two spiritual forces, higher and great.
PT 23.
What is the correct attitude toward this theater, this play, this
But it's all a play. And I need to relate to it in a way that I'm participating in it. And all I want is to stabilize all of the actors in the play, each one in the correct place. I want the Creator to be in control, the force of love, and bestow the force of connection of love upon Pharaoh, the force of separation, hatred, rejection. That's it.
PT Arva.
PT 4.
It's not clear what is that you want the force of the Creator to rule over him. Is it in practice or only in importance?
I don't understand what you mean. Importance, let him control. I want this force to be revealed in the whole world to everybody.
But as he writes here, there's no strength to work for it, for the Creator. You discover, as he writes here, that even Lolishma you cannot perform. So what are we asking the Creator?
We're asking the Creator that the force of love and bestow will be revealed in all of reality.
Tel Aviv
1.
If the force of the Pharaoh comes from the Creator, then if I discover in me such forces at work, and I manage to connect it to the Creator, that they come from the Creator, then it means that the force of Pharaoh does not rule over me, it's the Creator that rules over me.
It depends how you determine who will be in control over you. PT 18.
How do we discern, distinguish these two forces in the ten? Since although they are opposite one another, but they are both the Creator.
So what?
So how do we distinguish the two, between the two?
The egoistic force and the altruistic force, the force of hatred and rejection, and the force of love and connection. How can you see it? It's clear.
Not so clear. They're both the Creator. What I feel inside, I feel the Creator. How can I decide? This is the force of the Achoraim, of posterior, and this is the face, the Panim. How?
I just said this to you in order for you to acknowledge that there's none else besides Him. None else besides Him. There are no forces at all. Angels, devils, ghosts, other sides, Pharaoh, whatever. It's all one upper force that is acting towards us, appearing in all kinds of different ways, positive or negative, in order to educate us, to raise us, and to bring us to identification with Him, to adhesion with Him.
We have to make this distinction between the Achoraim and the Panim of the Creator, between the posterior and the face.
Don't do it for now. It won't confuse you.
Ita
3.
Ita 3.
Buongiorno Rav, grazie per ascoltarmi. Quello che non riuscivo a capire, Borei vieni e vedi. In questo caso l'oscurità mi viene data come percezione perché la luce è qualcosa di grande. Io afferro questa oscurità proprio per dire esiste il faraone, esiste il Borè, vieni e vedi.
He's asking, we said the Creator is Bohe, come and see. The darkness that comes to me, is it because the light is great, so I grasp the darkness because the Creator is shining on me?
The Creator is shining, and I can't see that light because I don't have the forces of bestowal that resemble the Creator's attitude towards me, the attitude towards the light. That's why instead of the light, I see the darkness. Yeah. And then from the darkness, I need to understand that it's the big light. Only I have to discover the vessels of bestowal, then I'll see it's the light instead of the darkness. It all depends according to my vessels. The vessels of reception bring me the feeling of darkness. The vessels of bestowal bring me the sensation of light. I perform day and night, light and dark. I do it. That's it. And on behalf of the Creator, He only wants to reveal His light, only the good attitude.
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Здравствуйте, Рав. А вот Творец, у которого я прошу до проявления между
The Creator,
где находится, когда
from whom I ask, before He appears in the tent, where is He? Where am I aiming my thoughts?
If you don't turn to the Creator through the ten, so you're not turning to Him. You alone cannot turn to the Creator in any way, only through the ten. For years, years, we want to turn to the Creator, to pray, to cry, to ask, but because I'm one and not through the connection with the friends, I can't get to Him. I can't. Meaning it's still worth turning to Him, but it's all in order for us to see that such a plea individually doesn't work.
No.
That's it. Just simply start connecting to the friends and create a mutual plea with them to the Creator. PT-13.
A true outcry is only after, I guess, the blows?
Yes. PT-29.
It says the quality of power in each and everyone. The question is, why does Moses address the quality of Pharaoh?
Because that's what he reveals before him. A big wall to receive that won't let the people of Israel, that group, the ten, let's say, come out of Egypt.
PT-25. The act of connecting with the friends, is this something that I need to understand now how to do, or only after it will be revealed?
It will never be revealed if you don't connect. First connect, then it will be revealed.
But I don't know what it means to connect.
That I'm not going to answer you again. You're going back to your same questions. That's it. Moshe, please.
Excerpt number 11 from Rabash, the need for an act from below. What controls a person is pleasure, and the slave is one who is enslaved to the pleasure. When people's pleasure comes from reception, they are called Pharaoh's servants. But if the pleasure comes from bestowal, they are called the Creator's servants. But without pleasure, it is impossible to exist. The person cannot break the pleasure. Only the Creator can break it by taking from it the abundance. So he has nothing to give to the creatures. This is called breaking the power of the Sitra Acha, the other side. All that one needs is to discover that he wants the force of bestowal, and to ask the Creator to give him that force. This is called choice on the part of men, and only this is regarded as awakening from below.
Again,
what controls a person is pleasure, and a slave is one who is enslaved to the pleasure. When people's pleasure comes from reception, they are called Pharaoh's servants. But if the pleasure comes from bestowal, they are called the Creator's servants. But without pleasure, it is impossible to exist. A person cannot break the pleasure Only the Creator can break it by taking from it the abundance. So he has nothing to give to the creatures. This is called breaking the power of the Sitra Acha, the other side. And all that one needs is to discover that he wants the force of bestowal and to ask the Creator to give him that force. This is called choice on the part of man, that only this is regarded as awakening from below.
Meaning, a person needs to tell himself, he's supposedly saying to the Creator that he doesn't want to work with the force of reception. He doesn't want to work with it. He just, what's before me in each and every moment, I need to sort it out. And only work with the force of bestowal. Only with the force of bestowal. As much as possible.
Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2, North 2.
Rav,
what is the correct plea through the tent to the Creator?
Please give us the strength to connect and to love the friends and to be in one heart. And from that, by that, we wish to delight you. Tel Aviv 1.
Thank you, Rav. Can you explain what it means when he says that the Creator can break the pleasure by taking the abundance from him, that he has nothing to give to the created beings?
Yeah, if the Creator takes away the pleasures from the actions of reception, then you're not attracted to them. It's not attractive to you. You don't see that you can derive pleasure from it.
Can we reach such a state that there won't be any pleasure from reception?
No. It's only after your work. But the Creator plays with it, yeah. Let's say sometimes, right now, you come to the lesson, but you have the option of doing other things. The Creator is playing with you. Is right now, he's giving you a bit more light in the lesson compared to other actions that you could be doing instead of the lesson. So this is how he plays with you. Until you begin to demand to be, not because there's more light here and there's less light over there, but because this is important to you. How is it important to you? In faith above reason, meaning you wish to be adhered to such actions that have no answer, no pleasure for your will to receive, but only for your will to bestow through the friends to the Creator. Ita 3.
Rabbi, buongiorno. Rabbi, così go.
I
hear you.
Mi sentite?
Oh.
Rav, così come viene spiegato quest'articolo, anche se tu hai appena dato adesso una risposta, io devo aggiungere una cosa. Perché sembra che io mi muovo sempre nella misura in cui ricevo il piacere, sia quando sono nella parte materiale che in quella spirituale. Allora è egoistica anche quella, scusa.
According to what I understand from the article, I only move if I get any fuel or pleasure in corporeal and in spiritual. Everything's egoistic.
Of course, you're a machine. They put fuel in it. It moves. You move. You don't put fuel in it. You don't move. What's the question?
La domanda è, quindi quando io faccio un'azione spirituale non passo dalla mia condizione egoistica a quella altruistica, io rimango comunque in quella egoistica ma con uno scopo differente, giusto?
So when I do a spiritual action, I'm still not moving from receiving to myself to bestowing. I'm still have something for myself. It's pleasure.
No, of course, without pleasure, you cannot move. The question is, how are you using the pleasure? Only for the sake of pleasure? Or you wish to use the pleasure in order to arrive at a certain goal? You understand? I have a car. I can just drive aimlessly for my own pleasure, for fun. Or, on the contrary, I can sit in it and drive in a certain direction to give contentment to the friends, to the Creator. It depends how I use my will to receive. But I have to put fuel in it.
Ashkelon 2.
To continue the matter of pleasure, it says in the excerpt that those who receive pleasure from reception are called the slaves of Pharaoh, and those who get pleasure from bestowing are called the slave of the Creator. So actually, when we will be 110, we'll be the servants of the Creator.
Yeah, the worker or servant of the Creator. When the 10 goes to perform the will of the Creator, is called in its entirety the Creator's servant. That's how it works.
Beseder, Moshe.
Number 12, they built the poor cities. From Shamati. Excerpt 12. When we do not want to accept faith, we fall from our state. We rise and fall each time until we resolve that we have no other choice but to set faith permanently. This was in order to receive faith. And this is, and they built Arei Miskenot, the poor cities for Pharaoh. When they do not want to accept faith, we fall from our state. We rise and fall each time until we resolve that we have no other choice but to set faith permanently. This was in order to receive faith. And this is, and they built Arei Miskenot, the poor cities, for Pharaoh.
Meaning, the Creator teaches us
that
we have to work only with the force of bestowal. How does he teach us? We try constantly to work with the force of reception, with the goal of receiving, and we see each time that we succeed less and less and less. That's how he gradually builds in us the disappointment, the separation from the forces of reception. And just like he's doing it with the whole world, except there it's on a larger scale and slower. Now we come to a state where we have no other choice but to come to vessels of bestowal, since we cannot exist in the vessels of reception. There's no life in the vessels of reception. You can only exist and live in a constant state of disappointment. So we'll have to move to vessels of bestowal, and then we'll see the world upside down. That's how it will be. We'll see it on ourselves, hopefully soon, and later we'll see how the world also begins to discover it has no liveliness, no pleasure in life, on a larger scale though, and that there's no strength, there's no fulfillment in this world for anyone, and then this great despair that humanity will begin to attain. We see how they're just starting to feel it. They still think that they can go back to various fulfillments and lifestyles. Nothing will happen. Everything will simply disappear. There will be no flights, no movie theaters, cultural places. People would not be able to go and enjoy themselves. The desire will change direction after this virus. Restaurants will not be full, not be filled. We'll see how the Creator is gradually turning them from vessels of reception to vessels of bestowal. That's how it'll be. Just wait and see. Not a lot of time.
What does it mean to determine faith? How do we determine it permanently?
To determine this, the faith is that we want to be in forces of bestowal between us and from within us to the Creator. And of course, we discover that we're unable to do it. We're also unable to do it between us to be connected in bestowal. We also can't be connected with the Creator in bestowal. But we cry, we ask, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and then the Creator gives us the force of bestowal. That's His nature.
So we see it's constantly escaping from us.
Yeah, that's how it escapes. It eludes us like that, but when you ask for it, everything is fine. We'll get there. We're coming close to it. Even the French group. Let's move ahead.
13. From Rabash, what is the need to borrow vessels from the Egyptians? When a person begins to advance in the work of the Creator and wants all his actions to be in order to bestow, he sees that he cannot prevail. At that time, one asks the Creator to help him. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. And the holy Zohar asks, how is he aided? With a holy soul. Indeed, everything that they overcame in the work sank in the earth. And he says about their building of Pitom and Ramses, that is, each day they had to start their work anew, because everything they built went into the abyss, and they always saw themselves as though they had never begun to work, because they did not remember any word of Torah that concerns work, and always reflect on themselves, where in our work, the efforts we put into the work, where did they go?
No questions. Okay. Read 14.
14, Shamati 86, and they built Arei Miskanot, the poor cities. We should interpret Miskanot from the word sakana, danger, meaning that they were in great danger of remaining in that state for the rest of their lives. However, to Pharaoh, the work of Israel was Pitom and Ramses, meaning very beautiful cities. Thus, the meaning of, and they are Arei Miskanot, to Israel and to Pharaoh, Pitom and Ramses. This is because all the work of Israel fell into the Klipot, and they saw no blessing in their work. When they prevailed in their work in faith and bestowal, they did see fertility. And at the moment, they fell into knowing and receiving. They fell into the hands of the Klipa of Pharaoh. Again, we should interpret miskenot from the word sakana, danger, meaning that they were in great danger of remaining in that state for the rest of their lives.
Here, in a state where specifically you wish to come out of Egypt, out of our ego, rise above it, there are such states where we suddenly can agree to remain in the ego forever. That's why it's a dangerous state.
However, to Pharaoh, the work of Israel was Pitom and Ramses.
Beautiful.
Yeah, meaning beautiful, very beautiful cities. Thus the meaning of, and they built Arei Miskenot to Israel and to Pharaoh, Pitom and Ramses.
Israel was bad for those. It was bad for those who wish to reach adhesion to the Creator, and for those who don't want to reach adhesion with the Creator, called Pharaoh's people, those who are willing to remain in order to receive. For them, it was a good state.
This is because all the work of Israel fell to the Klipot, and they saw no blessing in their work.
Meaning, the more we try to be in order to bestow, mutual connection, all of that fails. It fails. We see shattering each time. And then,
when they prevailed in their work in faith and bestowal, they did see fertility.
Only occasionally they would succeed here and there.
And the moment they fell into knowing and receiving, they fell into the hands of the Klipa Pharaoh.
And all those falls, both this side and to that side, what are they for? In order to bring us to the knowledge and the feeling that only the plea to the Creator could save us. Going in bestowal and connection all the way is not gonna do it. You don't have the strength for it. Also going in reception will surely not work because this goes against the purpose of creation. So what do? You come to a state of despair, and out of the despair you begin to cry to the Creator to help us, and then He raises us out of Egypt from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina. From Egypt to the land of Israel. Okay? Turkey 1.
Dear Rav, thank you. A question from Turkey 2. How can we use joy with 10 for giving contentment to Creator? How we will understand that we give contentment to Creator?
If each one wishes to give contentment to his friend, and in general to all the friends, and you connect in order to rejoice the friends in the 10, so all of you together, between you, you wish to advance in the direction of general bestowal relative to the whole world and to the Creator, then your joy is the good joy. It's a good kind of happiness. The main thing is to establish such a state, such a feeling in the 10. Okay. Siberia.
Вот это состояние опасности, оно должно быть общее состояние десятки.
State of danger, that should be like a general state in the 10.
I can hear you speak normally with the microphone.
Второй смысл слова.
From the quote.
От слова опасность это должно быть состояние.
The second meaning of Miskanot is from the word danger. That's a state in the 10.
Yeah, everything here speaks of the feeling that belongs to the entire 10. Since each 10 thinks how it can rise from its state, from individual reception of each one to mutual bestowal in the 10.
Kazakhstan.
Казахстан.
Спасибо, Раф. Скажите, а что за состояние такое, не помнить истории ничего, что касается работы?
Thank you, Raf. What is that state of not remembering anything that is part of the work? How can you forget the Torah?
Я не понимаю, что говоришь.
I don't understand.
Написано, что и всегда не.
There's a quote where it was said. They always saw themselves as if they never started the work because they couldn't remember anything from the Torah.
The more a person advances in spirituality, the more he feels as if he did nothing. Each and every day, what he did is seemingly swallowed in the abyss. It's natural for a person to feel this way if he advances in bestowal. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. We have two questions, please. Our first question is, what does it mean to build beautiful cities in the 10, and how do we rise above it?
To build beautiful cities in the 10 means that we're using our will to receive, to build the forces of Bina and the forces of Keter, bestow in order to bestow and even receive in order to bestow. Second question?
Our second question is, it says in this excerpt that when we prevail in faith and bestowal, we see fertility. Our question is, what does it mean to see fertility in the work, please?
It means that if they're doing actions in order to bestow, they have greater attainment in spirituality.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали, что мы идем в работе, пока не отчаемся в силах. И...
Yeah, dear Rav, you said that we will go in this work until we're despaired from our own forces, and the Creator will give us the degree of Bina. And you also said how the world is going into despair, restaurants are closing. What does that mean?
They'll come to a state where they understand that there is no more life as we knew them before. And in general, there is no life, and they have no choice but to change or to move from relationships of reception to relationships of bestowal between them, that this is the only way to live. And they will turn to us to teach them how to do it. It will happen quickly, not like with us. They won't have free choice. For them, the Creator will obligate them. We'll see it. We'll talk about it later.
What are vessels of bestow to us, and what are they for them?
For us, vessels of bestowal are that we want to connect between us in order to bestow to the Creator, so they would have a place into which he can bestow our desires. And for them, vessels of bestowal means to connect to us, simply join us. We will perform actions like the Rosh of the Pertsuf, the head, and they will see the results like the body of the Pertsuf, the Guf. Okay?
Tov. Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
תודה רב. מה עושים במצב ש...
What do we do in a state
כן מוכנים לצעוק?
That friends are willing to cry out, and I am, and I aren't.
תקנה בהם.
learn from them, envy them. You have to envy them. And also be afraid that you are holding them back. If they will find out that only you are on the path, they'll throw you out of the tent. There's nothing you can do. Why do they exist? They live to give you a chance to slack.
Спасибо, Рав. Вот в отрывке я услышал, что.
Thank you, Rav. In the quote, I heard that Israel felt that they could remain in their state for their whole lives, meaning that danger that was that felt as a fear. The question, doesn't this fear push into faith above reason, this feeling that
when you come to it, you'll see and understand. I don't want to talk about it. That's not a way to ask a question. Asking about your internal states that you're going through, don't ask. Lately, you're starting to ask about things that are not exactly on topic. Scrutinize it inside of you. PT 4.
How can a 10 recognize or determine their state as a 10?
The 10 has to discuss and decide which state it's in compared to what we've read in the lesson, what we discussed in the lesson.
When we speak, everybody will say how he sees the 10. How do we reach one result of a 10?
You don't have it yet. You have to talk more.
And a feeling will come when everybody
gradually you'll begin to feel one another. You'll pray to feel one another, to connect with one another, and that's how it will be. Of course, for that, you need to get to know each other more, to come closer. What used to be before, as you were like a bunch of friends on the street, it's not enough. Each day, we have to feel that we're working on coming closer between us. Okay, where are we, Moshe? Maybe another one?
That's 15.
Okay.
From the Rabash article, the connection between Passover, Matzah, and Maror. With Chomer, mortar, meaning that the Egyptians explained the severity of bestowal, whereas the work of Egypt will always be white, meaning they will feel no darkness in the work, and the body will agree to this work. This is called Levinim, bricks, meaning that the work of Egypt is always regarded as Levanim, white, without any stains or dirt, but they will always be perfect. By this, they made it really difficult for Israel to work for the Creator. In other words, the hard work extended from the Egyptians, always telling them about the severity in the work of bestowal, and the whiteness that there is in the work, and the fear of the Egyptians. It was said that from one who feared the Lord extended Israel's failure. This means that from this extended to them the hard work in the field, meaning in the kingdom of heaven, that they wanted to take upon themselves but could not. Again, with Chomer, mortar, meaning that the Egyptians explained to Israel the severity of bestowal,
meaning desires to bestow, felt pressure from the will to receive. Since the will to receive demands and profits, and in the will to bestow there are no profits.
Whereas in the work of Egypt, they will always be white.
There's a profit, there's fulfillment in the work of the Egyptians in reception. There's something to hold on in your hand, for sure.
Meaning they will feel no darkness in the work, and the body will agree to this work.
The general will to receive, of course, demands reception, not bestowal.
This is called bricks, meaning the work of Egypt is always regarded as levanim, white, without any stains or dirt, but they will always be perfect. By this, they made it really difficult for Israel to work for the Creator.
This is clear. Next.
In other words, the hard work extended from the Egyptians, always telling them about the severity of the work and bestowal, and the whiteness that there is in the work and fear of the Egyptians. It was said that from one who feared the Lord extended Israel's failure. This means that it was said that from one who feared the Lord, this means that from this extended to them the work in the field, meaning the kingdom of heaven that they wanted to take upon themselves but could not.
Okay, we have to conclude here. What I'm asking you, maybe we'll continue, I don't know, because we've gone through only half of this portion, and it's a very important one, but let us try to read, to speak about it in groups, because this portion is very important for our departure from our ego, from the corporal degree to the spiritual degree. How do we end?
We end with a song.
Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic.